was taking off, painting visions of worlds and whatever it was. And then I thought I'd add something on at the end that was personal. And I talked about an unveiling about me. I talked about something that happened between me and God after 60-some years on the planet. I woke up that I'm never going to go back anywhere.
Amen. Yes.
I'm on a journey of unfolding, of becoming. Yes. And that's where Peter and I connected. He said he connected, but I didn't believe it until he, just like you said, I'm just repeating what you said because it's beautiful. And whatever happens in worlds to come, in years to come, between us, among us, and with Peter and I, the basis of it is some kind of a deep level connection that Jesus has made possible.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
And so the rest, whatever else the rest, what matters it whether we see everything alike at all times? Because the fact is, we are flowing in the unitedness of deep proportions of awareness.
Amen.
That's unfolding not because of us, but through us.
Yes. Amen.
So, Carolyn, if you'll come and sing with me a little bit.
Amen.
You want to say hi?
Wonderful to be here. And we just feel what the Father's doing with all of you, and it's really a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing to be a body that His truth might find residence in you.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful privilege, it's a wonderful honor to be His containers of light and glory.
Hallelujah. We want to hear you too.
Thank you. All right, hear me better?
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I want to confirm that. You pay a price. Those of you that are a body here, you pay a price for that. I don't need to tell you that. I just want to affirm it to you. And I want to tell you the price is worth it.
Amen.
And the price goes pretty deep.
Yeah.
And the graciousness that comes, that I observe in you, sir, comes after many years. It doesn't come the first time. When the glory of the awareness of the formation of a body comes to your spirit the first time, there needs to come a great adjustment in your being for Jesus to share His precious body with you. And many don't understand that. And you just have to forgive them if they don't. They've never participated in any kind of a body. So they don't know how deep the love and how deep the pain goes. And how deep it hurts when you're separated. But how it cleanses your soul. So that not so much you, but your ability to connect becomes purified.
Amen.
And you learn how to truly live in a body with Jesus. It's His body. But it can't ever be His body if you don't make it your body. And that's the sacred mystery that can't be explained.
Amen.
You got to walk there. And you are doing that,
amen,
sir,
amen,
with this people. And I honor that. And that, to me, it's a privilege to share with you.
Amen.
It is, absolutely.
Amen.
Let's see. The tabernacle. The
tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men, and they shall be His people, and He shall dwell with them. The tabernacle of God is with men.
I saw
no temple there for men to worship in. External things are swallowed up by reality within. For knowing Him is living, and all life is knowing Him. Our tears are turned to laughter, there's no consciousness of sin. For the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men. And they shall be His people, and He shall dwell with them. the tabernacle, the tabernacle, the tabernacle of God is with me.
Say it.
Those sound more beautiful.
No sound
more beautiful was heard by you.
We're talking about the embodiment that you're experiencing. Amen. Tabernacle isn't a place, you know that. It isn't even a structure of thought. It's more than that. It has the essence of intimacy, which all the wonderful metaphysical truth that's coming in this world, and I love it all. Thank you, Brother Fillmore. All the metaphysical truth of mind that needs to come for enlargement, and you need to appropriate whatever you need of it, but I promise you, only the knowing of intimacy that Peter was speaking, only that can form a body. All the knowledge in the world can't form a body. It's only intimacy and knowing. And only the energy of Jesus. Sorry, don't tell anybody that. All right? If they don't know him, don't tell them. Because they can't hear it. Let them find him in you. Become him.
Amen.
Let them feel his love in you. Amen. And maybe they'll get invited to the wedding feast. Who knows? Maybe not. It's the Father arranged the wedding feast for
That's
the Son,
right.
Folks.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
No sound more beautiful was heard by human ear. No message more precious by angels drawing near. With jubilant rejoicing
and dispelling pain and fear.
I hear the voice in heaven, and this I do declare.
Oh, the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men. And we are now his people, and he doth dwell within. The tabernacle of God is with men.
Tell them about Jesus getting in the car with us. I love the way in the beginning of your service, I love a connectedness with Jesus. It's bottom line for me. It's,
amen.
Whoever Buddha may be, and I'm sure he's a great fellow, but he never came to me.
No.
Sorry.
This is his planet. It's Jesus.
You know, and whoever Michael the Archangel is, and I'm sure he's a great fellow. I mean, he's a warrior angel for his people.
Amen.
But he never came to me. He stepped aside because Jesus said, I got some priority with this boy.
Amen.
But if people get Michael the Archangel, let him have Michael the Archangel. He's going to say good things. And those of us that know Jesus, let's love him and make him just as available. And talk as little about him as we can and just make him as available as much as we can. But with you, we can talk about him because you know him.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Tell him about him coming in the car with us.
All right. This happened a few years ago, and Rokas and I were driving down the road, and he went back and slept in the back of the van. And all of a sudden, I felt the wonderful, awesome presence that Jesus is. The living reality, not the historical one, even though he was 2,000 years, but the living presence of Yahushua, the Messiah. And he came to me, and he came to me in a song. And I sang the song, and I didn't realize what I was singing until after I sang it.
Yeah.
And I realized that it was an invitation to know him and experience him in a new reality. And mind you, I'm a minister's daughter, and I've always loved Jesus. In fact, he's the one that helped me through tremendous trials, and I even had some awesome experiences with him. But never until this time did I experience him in this kind of reality. So I'd like to sing that song to you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I tried to tell you all the years how much you mean to me. I gave you signs and wonders, but you could not see. You just kept on walking by
offering up your pleas. Now it's time to rent the veil and know that you are me. So don't put me in a place that I don't want to be in. I just want to walk with you and be your constant friend. I'm the love, peace, and happiness that comes from deep within. Don't put me in a place that I don't want to be in. You put me on a pedestal too high for you to reach. You said I had expectations that you could not meet. But these are just false images that you did create. Now let me out of prison. I just want to be with you. So don't put me in a place that I don't want to be in. I just want to walk with you and be your constant friend. I'm the love, peace, and happiness that comes from deep within. Don't put me in a place that I don't want to be in.
It's time for a marriage. He's waited 2,000 years. It's time for us to be married to him in a reality, to walk and talk as him in the earth. Hallelujah. And how we begin to know that as we marry each other in this wonderful body that he puts you in. You begin to see as he sees, you know as he knows, you feel as he feels. You look past the appearance of evil. You see the Christ and you marry that. And then the things that need to drop away will drop away, because that's how Jesus is. That's how you are. As you love without condition, as you know with discernment, but as you know as he knows, then adjustments can be made and we can have that marriage that he so has been longing for. He so longs for a people that will walk with me. He has waited so long for this. He's waited so long for this. And you counted yourself unworthy, but I say unto thee, you are worthy because you are mine and you are part of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this great and holy day that we're in. Thank you, Father, for the light that has taken residence in our being. Hallelujah. We praise you, Holy Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I want to sing one more song. I think what I like to do, of course, what I love to do is to dig further and deeper into the thing that connected Peter and I. And in time, we will. I promise you. As this day unfolds, we'll dig into mysteries that are awesome. But there's another aspect, and I think what I feel in spirit is, I think what Jannetty said, that there's a window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think this is individually true, but it's more true collectively. Yeah. You know what a window of, I want to sing this song, the window of opportunity has to do with stellar and celestial alignments, has to do with position of stars and planets, and when they want to fire a rocket to go to Mars, there's a certain window of opportunity when the planets are in the right places, and that window is a certain time period. And if they don't take advantage of them, they wait until the cycles of time progress and another window appears. But we are now in a window of opportunity. Yes. And so here's a song, and then I promise you I will be very brief. I can pack it up, condense it, put it in about 15, 20 minutes, I trust. but I really will appreciate, and thank you. You are wonderfully attentive. You are definitely know how to listen. You've been, yes, sir. And one of the greatest assets you have is your ability to hear. Amen. And to discipline yourself to listen. What a beautiful thing. How does it go? It's the morning of the third day, and I'm rising again. The angels who attended have rolled a stone away, and the watchmen who were sleeping have all gone astray. Oh, the grave, it can't hold me anymore. Behold my hands, behold my feet, it is I myself. A spirit has no flesh and bone, as you see me to have. Put your wound in my wound, that you might believe. For I'm a body.
I'm a body.
Oh, I'm a body.
I'm a body.
I'm a body, not just spirit anymore. Oh, I'm a body.
I'm a body.
I'm a body.
I'm a body.
Not just spirit anymore. Oh, I'm drinking of the fruit. Start me up.
I can't remember.
No more labor, no more sorrow, no more nail prints in my hands, no more thorns upon my head. In my kingdom, my Father's kingdom, everlasting joy and righteousness, I'm drinking of the fruit of the vine with you. I'm drinking of the fruit of the vine anew. In my kingdom, my Father's kingdom, everlasting joy and righteousness, everlasting joy and righteousness. Thank you, sweetheart. These thoughts, these songs, the awareness of them have come over a period of time, a period of some years. They have intensified and they've broken into our awareness. And I want to summarize it by a reference to Jesus, because Jesus was projected like a hologram into the three-dimensional experience really briefly, 33 and a half years, and only three or so of those years were tremendously significant. We know very little. We knew some. We know where he was when he was a boy. We know things concerning him. But the primary emphasis was this projection into the human experience for 3 years. And in those 3 years of ministry and his death on the cross, Palm Sunday, what a moment, what an awesome. Put yourself in his place. In those 3.5 years, it was determined that he would etch into human consciousness an awareness that would never, never pass away.
Yes.
But I think that Jesus knew, and I'm going to say this just really condensed. You just search it out yourself. Don't take my word for any of this. Search it out in your heart first and know if it's truth or not. And then see if the scriptures don't confirm. But he came in the awareness that he could not be received. He understood that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Not because of any reason, but they were not able to receive him, because it was not his time to be received.
Amen.
There were no mistakes, no errors. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, because they were looking for a king, and he wanted to come as a redeemer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He came as a king, he came as a priest, he came as a prophet. But they couldn't receive him because they had imagery in their mind concerning him that disallowed them from receiving him, and they rejected him as they were programmed to do. Because he came to be rejected. He didn't come to be received. But as many as did receive him, it said, right? But he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for mine iniquity. Surely he, what my sorrow, that I didn't know myself. And by his stripes we are healed. Now we've had an understanding of that verse that was sufficient for the day it was in. And I won't take any away from that. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to find our sins forgiven. It was wonderful to believe. But we have never really, he's never really come to us in the knowing of what came to us in that song that Carolyn sang. Now it's time to rent the veil within your mind and let the illumination come that all the time, the only thing he was ever talking about was not himself, but you. The only thing that was ever on display was not him somehow separate from you, but it was always you that he came for. And when he created and etched an image in human consciousness, it wasn't about him. It was an image of you that you could not bear to look at, but he became your availability so that you could look at what you didn't know yourself to be. You didn't know that you were the Son of God. You didn't know that you were crucified on your own humanity. You didn't know that you felt totally separated from God, but it was simply because you found obedience in your heart. Amen. And here is the witness that I want to share with you. And the night that he was betrayed, he said to them, he said, go downtown and look for somebody, a woman, a man carrying a pitcher of water Amen. On his head. You ever read that? I thought, well, there might be a lot of guys carrying a pitcher of water. No, there wasn't. There was only one because it was the women carrying the pitchers of water. So they thought, well, that'd be easy to find. So they went down and they found him. And then he said to them, follow him into the house. Yes. Well, that was easy. There, prepare for us. Well, that's different. Other time he said, I go to prepare a place for you. But he said, there, prepare for us. Whoa, this is a different place. We're not talking about the same place here. He said, previously he had said to them, the Son of Man who is in heaven, and I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you might be also. But he's not talking now about the preparing a place. He's talking about some other kind of a place where they prepare a place for them. This is different. This is what I call the creation of a kind of a living dream. There's an event in your life where circumstances are orchestrated by the angels to create an object lesson for you. Amen. Where eternity is projected into the now through an experiential hologram, and there you run into reality. Smack. Bam, you can't deny it or avoid it because it's integrated into your emotional body and into your physical experience, and you're boom, you're right in the middle of it, and you somehow know that the proportions of it are way beyond the limitations of the immediate experience. And eternal truth has found a moment in time to express itself. Well, that's what this is about. This event was an orchestrated event. Jesus saw it ahead of time. He knew exactly how it would unfold, and he told them what to do to get there. So they did. And they got there, and he said, now this is my opportunity in time to create an object lesson for all the ages of my unfolding. Right? And so it was arranged that there would be no one there to wash their feet. Somebody slipped up. The servant wasn't contacted, wasn't paid off, whatever. Nobody, and they sure well, they knew, they all understood one thing really well, that they might not be first in the kingdom, but they knew that they certainly weren't going to be last. Yes, right. Obedience, right? So, Jesus' opportunity came, and how did he do it? He dramatically impacted them, shocked, gave them culture shock, and girded himself with a linen towel and became their servant. What they didn't know, that his whole administration had been that of a servant. That everything he did, he took upon himself, humbled himself, left the greater realms of light and glory, took on himself your humanity, serving you to give you understanding and light. They didn't know that. But he said to Peter, he says, unless you can catch this, unless you can catch what I'm showing you right now, there just isn't room. You can't be part of my body if you don't learn how to serve my body.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, and we all learn it somewhere, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yep. We all learn that somewhere along the line. Here's the awesome significance. The man with the picture on his head is Aquarius. He's the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And you know about the precession of the equinoxes. You understand that the earth has a little wobble in it, right? Like a top just about to die, it wobbles a little bit, and the axis of the earth points to the stars, and it traces out a little pathway in the stars, and that pathway takes 2,600 years, right, to complete. You know that about the... The earth goes around in a day. The moon goes around in a month. The earth goes around the sun. These are increasing cycles of time. But how do we keep track of the ages? Well, there's a slight wobble in the planet's orbit when it turns around itself that creates this little path in the stars. And right now, the Polaris is our North Star. But it won't be that. It'll switch to some other star as that little cycle completes itself. And the way that you notice it on the calendar is every springtime, on the vernal equinox, when the sun comes up on the horizon, it comes up under a certain star. And that's slowly drifting backwards. It seems to be drifting backwards in time. And it takes 2,000 years for it to come up in a different constellation. Comes up in the constellation. Let's see, they follow one another in order. During the year, Cancer is in, and then what comes after Cancer? That's how much I know about it. Then there's Leo, right? They come,
yeah, Leo.
Right? Well, in the actual order of precession, this constellation at the time of Jesus and John the Baptist, it came up in Pisces, the beginning of Pisces, the Piscean age, or the fish. The age of the fish. And the symbol of the fish was very significant, right, for that age. At the time of Abraham and Noah, in that time period, it came up in the sign of Aries. And the ram was very significant in the whole dispensation of that 2,000 years. In Adam, it came up in the sign of Taurus. See, so we have a way to divide the ages. Right, about 2,000 years each age. And Jesus and John the Baptist stood on the cusp of Aries switching into Pisces, and John the Baptist made the declaration for Jesus. But guess what? The age belonged not to Jesus, but to his disciples. He gave it to his disciples. He said, I will make you, guess what? Fishers. Fishers of men. And if you read the apostles carefully and you read the words that Jesus said, there is only a limited understanding was able to be given in the New Testament concerning who Jesus was and his mission. And Jesus knew that. And so, to comfort his disciples, he said, I will never, ever leave you. But then the main part of the ceremony, his goodbye, his farewell to them as far as their physical connection was concerned, he said, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine with you
again until I drink it anew with you in the kingdom. And he said, that place, you will find it if you follow Aquarius, if you follow the man with the picture, follow him into the house. And as you begin to enter the house, July 5th, June 5th, May 5th, 2000, and according to those that know the stars, they say that Aquarius began. Guess where we are? We are at the entrance of the house of Aquarius. And guess what we're doing? We're preparing a place. There's a place being prepared for him to drink of the fruit of the vine. And one of the ways that you will know that it's my time to reconnect with you in a way that I was never able to connect with you, even when I walked with you in my physical body on the planet, you will know that because you will begin to connect with each other in ways that you've never dreamed was possible. And you'll be able to go past your theological understandings. You'll be able to go past your differences in experience because you'll make a deep level connecting of your being that will give you hope like you've never had before. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's happening with us. That's why what wasn't possible 20 years ago, what wasn't possible 40 years ago, what wasn't possible 500 years ago, is possible. Now, we can prepare a place. We are preparing a place. A place to dwell in. Because the tabernacle of God is with men. The decree in the heavens has been announced. It's time. It's our time. This is our time. This is our time. This is my time. This is why I came. Hallelujah. Carolyn said to the Lord one time, she got a little disappointed in a few experiences. Have you found a few disappointing experiences on your way? Yeah. And she says, well, Lord, people aren't ready to hear. Why couldn't I have come 20 years later? So what the Lord say to you?
Because you are needed now.
Because you are needed now. Yeah. Now I am needed. Now is my time. I can tell you this is your time, but it will not be effective. Only you can say, this is my time. For this hour have I come, and for this purpose was I brought into the world. Right? Isn't it wonderful? I love you, Peter. I love you. I love what's happening with you. I think there are unlimited possibilities. And I tell you what, I just want to walk it out with Jesus. Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask you for a question. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Let's glorify the Lord again. Amen. And say thank you, Jesus, because you're getting fed. Now, you know, there is just one door right there that opens up to the day we're living in right now. Do you understand? Now, when I told you about that exponential expansion, I can think of another door. I can tell you real quick, just to compliment that, not to show you that I'm smart. But, you know, Jesus always said over and over again when talking with his disciples, he says, my time has not yet come.
Yes.
Right? But when the hours come, like it says, you know, they went to grab him, so they couldn't grab him because his hour had not yet come. But when the hour did come, the hour for him was Passover, his offering on our behalf. But in John chapter 7, just like these are the things. See, if you could hear this, then you can hear this. Then that is multiplied on this, and there's an exponential expansion, okay? See, that's what I'm talking about. And it's hard to get someone so much that you could talk in such a unity with, that you can complement that word and multiply it. Do you understand? In such a way. But I can do it right now, and it's real quick, and it's real easy, and I'm not going to keep you long, and I really appreciate it. I want to tell you this, too, because we're going to make up an offering, and I want you to give an offering to our brother today, too. I want, if they make out a check for you, who should they make it out to? Can they make it out to your name? Rokas Den Hartog? Okay. Just so you know, so that you can make a gift to Brother Rokas's ministry.
Dawning Light Ministry.
Dawning Light Ministry. Okay? So that you can give that directly to him, too. You know, I'm also going to give him a gift, too. So let us bless the man of God. Amen?
Amen.
And don't forget to bless the church as well, all right? So now listen, real quick. He said, mine hour is not yet come. This is, gets right down to the core of what the brother said. And this is what I'm saying. I hear. I hear. This makes me go crazy. Because, you know, the greatest thing you're going to find out when you discover who you are is there's another. You're not alone. Christ is not one. He's many. So there's no way you can become who you are and then say, oh, it's me. No, it's us. Amen. And so the moment I realized who I was, I had to find my other. We have to find our others. You know, that's what happens. No one is begotten of himself. You know, so anyway. Okay, so here, my now is not yet come. My now is not yet come. The Feast of Tabernacles is discussed in John chapter 7. We know the Feast of Tabernacles, the tabernacle of God is with men. And his brothers, who didn't believe him either, his own brothers didn't believe him, said, why don't you go up to the feast? You know, no man does these things in secret. Go up to the feast. And he said, mine hour is not yet come. You see, but when the hour for his time did come, it was Passover. The hour of the Feast of Tabernacles was not yet come.
Amen.
That's this hour.
This hour.
Do you understand? There is the scriptural fact that God has hidden for you and me today.
Amen.
To identify ourselves.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes.
And that's just another little door. There are so many of them that multiply against the other, which expands, builds Christ's anointing in us that can be built no other way. See? So, in this, I concur and bless God for that witness of this hour, of this very time, which is why there's every benefit of God available to our needs as well in Christ, as it were, to say it that way. But I am just, I'm just stunned in God's light to... see, you know, I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew I wasn't crazy. Well, maybe we are crazy. I don't know. That's it. As long as we're not alone. So I want to just say, Father, we just want to thank you for this day. Hallelujah. For the hearing ear that you've given to us to absorb all that you are and are becoming in us. To cause our walk to rise in such a way as a beyond the limitations of the past and the present.
Yes.
Bringing every purpose and hope and promise into a completeness in our understanding. Father, we just want to bless your name and thank you for this moment in time, this moment in your light and sight, that we'll never leave this place, that we'll walk out of this unity and love. And Father, I just felt just a little particle of dust in somebody's mind. And in the name of Jesus, it's gone. So that every one of us may really partake of the purity of innocence and really have life become in you today and forever. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Larry, I hope you won't be a stranger again and visit with us soon or something or whatever. And I'm sorry I missed your meeting last year, but I couldn't come at that time. But I hope if you do it again, I'll be there. So, brother, I just couldn't come at that time because of personal reasons, but I'm sorry I missed it anyway.